Bonjour. It's an honor to join you at this Paris Peace Forum. I suspect that even if this is your first time in Paris, you had no trouble getting here this morning. The modern technology we carry in our pockets has made it almost impossible to get lost. We could be in any city, in any country in the world, and still know exactly where to go. But we're gathered today because it often feels our world itself has lost its way. Everywhere we turn, we're confronted with complex crises that demand collective action. Yet too often, we are failing to meet our common threats with a spirit of common cause. Perhaps we shouldn't be surprised. When COVID made it risky to breathe the same air, it was literally hard to stand together. The war in Ukraine has sent shockwaves across the geopolitical terrain. Inequality is driving disillusionment and enabling extreme voices to break through. The forces of outrage and misinformation are crowding out compassion and common sense. Too often, so-called facts are no longer self-evident or connected to any evidence at all. We've seen an alarming erosion of public trust, trust in government, trust in the media, trust in each other. So, the theme of our gathering has it right. We are facing a convergence of crises. But I want to challenge us all to aim higher than just riding out the storm. Our world is off balance. Simply trying to keep things steady is not enough. We should treat this moment like the shakeup it is. It's time for a paradigm shift, and that will take four critical realignments: renewing our faith in truth, recognizing that we all have equal worth, safeguarding the future, and believing in our ability to remake the world as we wish it could be, as we know it can be. Let's start with truth. We must tell it like it is and act on what we say. Honesty is the foundation of trust, but words are not enough. Cynicism flourishes in the gap between words and deeds. Take, for example, the climate crisis and the chasm between promises and policies. We have shown we can set ambitious goals, but what's the point if we don't follow through? 7 years ago, right here in Paris, world leaders pledged collective action to limit greenhouse emissions and prevent global temperatures from rising.